As soon as she was on the train, Mrs. Bixby carried the box into the ladies' room and locked the door. How exciting this was! A Christmas present from the Colonel. She started to undo the string. I'll bet it's a dress, she thought. It might even be two dresses. Or it might be a whole lot of beautiful underclothes. I won't look. I'll just feel around and try to guess what it is. I'll try to guess the colour as well, and exactly what it looks like. Also, how much it cost. She shut her eyes and slowly lifted off the lid. Then she carefully put one hand into the box. There was some paper on top. She could feel it and hear it. There was also an envelope, or card of some sort. She ignored this and began feeling under the paper, her fingers reaching out delicately. My God, she cried suddenly. It can't be true. She opened her eyes wide and looked at the coat. Then she seized it and lifted it out of the box. The thick fur made a wonderful noise against the paper, and when she held it up and saw it hanging to its full length, it was so beautiful it took her breath away. She had never seen mink like this before. It was mink, wasn't it? Yes, of course it was. But what a beautiful colour. The fur was almost pure black. At first, she thought it was black. But when she held it closer to the window, she saw that there was a touch of blue in it as well. A deep, rich blue. But what could it have cost? She hardly dared to think. $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. Possibly more. She just couldn't take her eyes off it. Nor, for that matter, could she wait to try it on. Quickly, she slipped off her own plain red coat. She was breathing fast now. She couldn't help it. And her eyes were stretched very wide. But oh God, the feel of that fur. The great black coat seemed to slide onto her almost by itself, like a second skin. It was the strangest feeling. She looked into the mirror. It was wonderful. Her whole personality had suddenly changed completely. She looked wonderful, beautiful, rich and sexy, all at the same time. And the sense of power that it gave her. In this coat, she could walk into any place she wanted, and people would come running around her like rabbits. The whole thing was just too wonderful for words.